You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Don't you know? B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia. Right now, though, we're going northeast up to Philadelphia to talk to our friend, Mr. Dave Zangaro. Dave covers the Eagles for NBC Sports Philly. You can give him a follow at DZangaro, NBCS. Kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Davey Z, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We are good, man. We are good. It's been... You know, when the schedule came out, it was like, oh, man, we're going to get these two Commanders Eagles games in the last 3 weeks. It's going to decide the division. Sure enough, that is not the case. Washington is long since eliminated from playoff contention. The Eagles don't really have a competitor for the division. It's only a matter of time for them, I would say. And yet, I'm not sure how to describe Philly's season. Where is this team right now?
Yeah, it's been a weird year, but you're right, first off, about the schedule. And we talked about it in the summer. We were like, man, I wish one of these games at least was early in the season, because there's a decent chance that these two backloaded games don't mean anything. Imagine one of these games in, like, week three. It would have been a lot of fun, but we don't get that. Yeah, in Philly, it's been a weird season. They are, you know, they're probably going to win the division. I mean, like, 99% chance to win the division with 3 weeks left. But that doesn't really tell the story of the season. It's been kind of a little bit of a roller coaster. They have not played up to expectation. They just obviously got back on the winning track with the win over the Raiders, but three straight losses before that. The offense has kind of been a mess for most of the year. The defense has been slowly rounding in the form. But, yeah, I think it's probably safe to say there's been like a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover. And, you know, you come into a season in this city with expectations as high as they are. They're tough to live up to. And, you know, for most of the season, this team has not lived up to those expectations.
The game against Chicago, they ran the ball very effectively against them. What's been that problem? The teams are, like last year, people couldn't run. And now this year people are saying, oh, we can.
Well, I mean, honestly, that was one game, and they were awful in that game against the run. It was kind of a shockingly bad performance, and I honestly give a ton of credit to Ben Johnson for that game plan. They were just really mixing and matching that run game, using misdirection. The Eagles just, like, they couldn't catch up to what the Bears were doing in that game. Aside from that, I mean, to me, this is a championship defense. They've shown that in just about every game. Other than that, they have been pretty good against the run. And it's, you know, it's kind of crazy because we talked in the offseason about, you know, they lost some really talented players. They lost Milton Williams. They lost Josh Sweat, Darius Slay, like all these guys who were big-time contributors. But this defense is really good again, and they've gotten high-level play from the linebacker position. They've gotten great play from the secondary in a few places, and the defensive line is starting to round into form. So, honestly, that was like one bad game. For the most part, the defense has carried this team this year, and that's not what we expected, right? Like, you look at the construction of their roster, they have the highest paid offense in the NFL, and that side of the football has really not lived up to it this year.
Yeah, I thought watching that Monday nighter against the Chargers a couple weeks ago, the defense was phenomenal in that game. Herbert just made some outrageous plays, but when your quarterback turns it over five times, I know you are on the beat, so you were there every day. Did Sirianni really get asked if he was thinking about benching Hurts and going to Tanner McKee?
Not by anyone who covers the team regularly. That was a question on his weekly radio appearance. But
okay,
yeah,
okay.
I don't. It was never a like a serious topic in the city.
On his radio show. That's still pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it was something they were never going to do, and Jalen hadn't been playing well. He has a role in their offensive struggles, but let's get real. I mean, he was a Super Bowl MVP like 9 months ago. They're not going to bench him for a guy who has looked good in limited sample size, but clearly not going to make that move. Jalen has to be better than he played in that stretch, but I don't even think he's the number one culprit when we're talking about, why has this offense not performed to expectation?
So, who is then? Because Hurts has been bad for a month. He was pretty good against the Raiders, but the Raiders are god-awful. What is going on offensively for Philly?
Yeah, it's kind of the game we've been playing in the city all year. Like, how do you divvy up the blame for what's gone wrong? And, the face of it has been Kevin Petullo, who's their offensive coordinator, an internal promotion. And I think that's natural because, they bring back 10 of 11 starters from last year. They had the same quarterback. They had the same head coach. Well, what changed? It was the offensive coordinator. It must be his fault. I don't think it's that simple. A lot of the issues we've seen structurally with this offense have popped up before, and I think it kind of, for me, it boils down to this. We know that the Eagles have had a pretty simple offensive scheme the entire time Nick Sirianni's here, and that works when everything is working well and when your offensive line is healthy and when you can lean on the run game. It does not work when your offensive line is banged up, when you don't have the push up front, and when you're not able to cover up some of the deficiencies in that. So I think both things can be true here, and it's tough to talk about that kind of stuff with nuance, especially in this city. It becomes a little difficult, but I think there have been multiple factors for their offense not playing well. For me, it honestly starts with the health of the offensive line and not being elite there, because so much of their success in recent years has been predicated on just having this elite offensive line you can lean on. And then last year, it hit its peak with that offensive line and Saquon Barkley. They were pretty much unstoppable as a rushing offense, and that clearly has not been the case this year.
Like I mentioned that to JP last year when Saquon was coming out. Like, I look, man, I say, everybody's worried about the fantasy football. I say, go with Saquon. He's going to be running behind that offensive line. Now, this year, I don't know if it was you, Dave, that might have mentioned it. Like you say, people talk about running backs after having that year of over 300 and something carries, how they drop off. Well, hell, the offensive line, they had to block for him in all those carries too. So they may have a little bit that affects them.
Absolutely. It's a great point, and it's something that we probably didn't give enough thought to going into the year. I mean, Saquon didn't get touched that much last year. I mean, these giant holes to run through. The offensive line kind of took the brunt of it all, and up front, those guys, they've been playing this year, specifically speaking about their center, Cam Jurgens, and left guard, Landon Dickerson, but man, they've been banged up. They're playing through injuries all year. Clearly, I mean, those were two Pro Bowlers last year. They're not playing to that level. Lane Johnson has missed the last four games with a foot injury. So all of a sudden, like, you're without three Pro Bowlers on the offensive line. Yeah, it's going to look different. And, I think Saquon, he could have played better. Like, yeah, absolutely. But I think some people are looking at the numbers and going, man, Saquon must have fallen off after that season last year. And I just don't think that's the case. I think that, you know, he's still physically, if not the same player, pretty close to that. It's just the opportunity hasn't been there.
Talking with our friend Dave Zangaro here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. You can follow Dave at DZangaroNBCS. It's funny what you said about Saquon, right? Like, through 14 games, he's got 940 yards, 6 touchdowns, another 270 through the air. So through 14 games, he's accounted for 1,200 yards from scrimmage with 8 touchdowns. That's good. But in the world we live in, where everyone is so addicted to putting names on everything, Saquon gets hit with regression. You know what I'm saying? And, like, technically he's regressed because last year he had an all-time great NFL season, but it doesn't mean that, like, he's bad now, but everybody just wants to slap titles on everything and give it, like, a catchy moniker for Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just kind of, I get it, though. It's natural. You see the numbers, and you just put them up side by side, and you go, oh, man, what happened to this guy? And sometimes that's all the context you have when you're looking at, you know, historical seasons, right? You look back and you say, oh, man, you know, that guy rushed for 2,000 yards in whatever, 98, and then the next year he fell off, somewhat like Terrell Davis or whoever. But, like, we can watch it with our eyes this year, right? And Saquon, when he has the opportunity, to me, he still looks like the same guy. And you look at, like, the GPS numbers, like miles per hour on some of his big runs. Like, he's still physically, to me, that same guy. Now, he is dealing with a little injury this week. He has a stinger, so we'll see if that affects him or if he's able to play. But for the most part, I think he's been fairly healthy, and the holes just aren't opening for him.
Yeah. Looking at the game this week, actually, I want to do one more specific Eagles thing. I don't know that I've ever spoken to A.J. Brown. I know I've been around him. I don't believe I've ever talked to him. You know him. You've covered him for years now. He seems like an enigma of a person. Certainly a lot of receivers are. Hard Knocks has been interesting for me with A.J. Brown. They showed him rolling up to the game in an Accord this past week. And, like, I applaud financial, you know, conservatism for a star receiver. My guess is he also has other cars, but that day he felt like driving the Accord.
His wife ain't driving around the Accord.
I don't know that. I'll let Dave answer that. And then he also gave that kid.
That's not the. they was snowing out. That's his snow car.
That was like. So I saw people on the internet were like, "Oh my gosh, AJ Brown, what a role model." I'm like, dude, there's probably an AMG in the garage. You didn't feel like getting salt on the tire.
Why is it if you buy an AMG, you can't be a role model?
Right.
I mean, people get on my nerve with that stupid crap, man.
But there was also the scene last night in the game where he's giving that little boy what I thought was a cup of hot chocolate because the game is freezing. Like, who is AJ Brown?
Enigma is a good word for him. He's a tough guy to figure out. I think he's often pretty misunderstood. It's funny because he's at the early in his career here, he cared about that. I think he wanted people to understand him better. He doesn't care anymore, which I think is probably a little freeing for him because he, you know, he gets labeled as a diva or this or that. And you know what? He wants the football. Like, of course he does. He considers himself one of the best receivers in the league. And he was quieter last year. There were a few grumbles when the passing offense wasn't performing well, but I think it comes from the right place with him. You know, when he sees the offense struggling and he thinks he can help, he wants the ball. And I think that's pretty natural. He's a little more outspoken publicly about it than, you know, a Devontae Smith who, you know, if you talk to players in that locker room, it's very funny because Devontae, like, can do no wrong in the city of Philadelphia. You talk to people in that building about who's loud and who wants the football. I mean, Devontae wants the ball too. He just goes about it in a different way that helps his public persona. AJ has more trouble, like, hiding his emotions and that sort of thing. So, and his body language isn't always great, but I ultimately think it comes from the right place. You know, he wants the offense to operate at a higher level. And he's talked before, like, you know, if there's something he thinks needs to be said, he'll say it. He's not scared to do it. And it's kind of his cross to bear at times. And it can get ugly in the city because people don't want to hear you complain. They want to just see it get better. But I've enjoyed covering him. I've enjoyed getting to know him a little bit. Sometimes he can't get out of his own way with you know, some social media posts or this and that, but he's an emotional guy, and you know, that's the last thing I want to do as a reporter is take the emotion out of the game, and I want these guys to be themselves as much as possible.
Dave, I spent some time in Philly. That's kind of strange you said that they don't like people to complain when they complain a lot themselves now.
Yeah, that's their job.
I mean, they complain a lot.
I mean, they were booing the defending Super Bowl champ at home like last month. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if deserving boos.
Yeah, yo, the offense looked terrible. Like, I get it, but if the Burgundy and Gold ever win another Super Bowl, you're not going to hear a boo for 5 years. And success breeds more success. Like, I can wrap my head around all of it. Specific to this week, the line is almost a touchdown, and Washington's the home team. I think it's at 6.5 now. Seems kind of stabilized there. To me, Washington with Mariota is going to move the ball. Unfortunately, there's been pretty consistent turnover problems when Mariota's at QB. He said himself after the game, he's like, yeah, man, I just make this one bonehead play per game. I got to stop it. And in my head, I'm like, he said the quiet part out loud. But Mariota's run good offense. Defensively, they're not very good. To me, though, a lot of this game hinges on what version of the Eagles' offense shows up.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, you know, I spend time each week looking at matchups for the game, and kind of recently it's been Eagles against themselves. You know, like, what version of that team, what version of that offense shows up? If we look at the actual game, I think the one thing that I have my antenna up for is Mariota as a rusher. You know, like him off schedule, scrambling, that's something the Eagles haven't been great with this year. They've given up big chunks. You talked about Justin Herbert in that Monday night game. I mean, that was their offense in the second half and overtime was just hope he doesn't get hurt and let him run around and create a little bit. So Jackson Dart got them earlier in the year. Patrick Mahomes got them back in week two. So that's something that I have my radar up for, is just to see how they deal with the scrambling. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. The Eagles are the better team. But that hasn't stopped them from losing before. So it's really about what kind of team are they? Did they actually learn something from the Raiders game? It's a weird time in Philly right now because they just won 31-0. But, you know, they beat a team that is mentally in Cancun already. So how much stock do you really put in it? And we'll find out. I think we'll find out on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, that Raiders team is terrible. We will find out Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. Do you see the Week 18 game, and this is probably more of a selfish question than anything, do you see a path to that being anything but Sunday 1 o'clock?
You're just trying to plan your offseason. I mean, there might be something for the Eagles to play for.
Seeding?
Seeding, yeah. Now, there's a lot that goes into it, but if there's something for them to play for seeding-wise, they'll line those games up. They'll start them at the same time. So it'll kind of depend on where they put those other games. But, yeah, let's all just hope for a Sunday 1 o'clock there, because this Eagles have played every day of the week this year, and it's kind of driving me nuts.
I think Washington has, too. We've had a Sunday, a Monday, a Thursday, and now we get a Saturday.
We had a Friday.
Oh, yeah, you had the Black Friday
Black
game.
Black Friday game.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I mean, looking at Week 18, it's hard to think that, like, Seahawks, Niners, I mean, there are big games that week. I think it'll be Bears, Lions that week, Colts, Texans, Chargers, Broncos. Like, I can't imagine Commanders, Eagles being one that really matters, but that's why they play the games. We'll find out. Yeah. Dave.
Yeah, we will.
This is extremely inside baseball, but Joey Sabat is now, I don't know if you know this, dude, but they started simulcasting me and B. Mitch's the radio show on Monumental Sports Network down here, the old NBC Sports Washington. So Joey Sabat is now our producer for the television portion, and he told me to tell you hello.
Well, hello, Joey. This is very inside baseball, but it's nice
just
to hear
briefly,
from Joey.
When you worked with Joey in Houston, how
was he weird?
How
when you
nuts was he then? Because he's nuts now.
Oh man, we're talking like 15 years ago. He wasn't weird. He was a nice fella, nice guy.
Well, he's weird now. Just so I let you know.
Thank you, Davey. We'll see you Saturday, buddy.
All right, fellas, take care.
All right, Dave, take care, bro.
Davey Z, Dave Zangaro, does a terrific job covering the Eagles. Check out the Eagle Eye podcast with Dave and Ruben Frank up there. You can check out his work at NBC Sports Philly. D Zangaro, NBCS. When we return to the program, how do the Commanders beat the Eagles? Let's figure out a game plan here. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shout out to the people watching on Monumental. Shout out to everybody listening on the radio or on an app, whatever it is.
However you choose.
I know that the good folks of Killarney House over in Annapolis, Davidsonville, whatever that area is called, they got B. Mitch Finley on the TV in the bar.
I like it. I like it.
I also know, do you remember earlier in the program, Brian, when we asked, do we think there's anyone in the world listening to us while they're using the bathroom?
Yeah. You got somebody to hit you?
Wildcard Scotty said, I'm guilty right now, but only listening, not watching.
Yeah, I hope you're not watching. That'd be a little, now, that would be a little weird.
And my boy Will Siegel, said, "Your content supports good bathroom production." So I'm happy to help.
Yeah, you got some weird friends.
That's true. That is true. If anybody
say, "Show me your friends," you tell me a lot about yourself, right?
I suppose that's accurate. Will Siegel, if you're still listening, I need a bottle of Buffalo Trace. I will pay you for it. Everybody should go check out Ace Beverage over there on New Mexico Ave. I think it's New Mexico, right next to Chef Jeff's. B, Washington is a pretty significant underdog to the Philadelphia Eagles this week.
Was it 6.5?
6.5-point home underdog, which weirdly is not the biggest home dog this week. Biggest home dog this week are the Cleveland Browns hosting the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
That's 10 points, dude. I still don't think I'm down with that. I love a home dog.
It's a lot, but I think Myles Garrett could change that old game.
Yeah, but so could Josh Allen.
Yeah, but we saw when Josh Allen gets that, what Denver did to him. I mean, not Denver, what Houston did to him, he couldn't move.
Yeah, but Houston's defense totality is really good. Myles Garrett is really good.
Yeah.
Like, Garrett has been phenomenal.
Miles can make other people look good around him.
They're still 3-10 or whatever they are.
Yeah.
It's a terrible team.
Their offense sucks.
Oh, yeah. Big time. With Philly this weekend, they had lost 3 in a row before playing the Raiders, who are god-awful, and they beat the Raiders. 31-0. In the 3-game losing streak, the most they scored was 21 points. Since their bye week, Brian, they had a bye in week 9.
Mm-hmm.
They won 2 games. They won their first 2 games of November by scores of 10-7 and 16-9.
Mm-hmm.
In the 3-game losing streak, they never scored more than 21. Now, they were able to go for 31 against the Raiders. Again, the Raiders are terrible. This offense has not been particularly productive in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it hadn't been. And listen, I understand how the media there is a little bit defensive about their team, but everybody's
– they're defensive to everyone else, but offensive in their team.
Yeah, but everybody has played a part in it. Jalen has played a part in it. Hell, A.J. Brown dropping passes has played a part in it. The offensive line not being able to open up holes for Saquon has played a part. Saquon not looking like he did last year has played a part. On the defense side of the ball, they have guys doing some selfish things on the field that enables other teams to have success against them. So something's going on. Now, I understand you could point at the offensive coordinator because, you know, your boy just put his friend up there. That makes – I understand people saying that. But it's more than that. It's more than that.
They are 18th in points scored, 22nd in yards gained. They have the 7th most turnovers. Actually, that's not true. They have the 7th fewest turnovers. Prior to that game against the Chargers, Jalen Hurts, even with a 4-interception day, I think he has 6 on the year. A lot of people were like, Hurts doesn't take enough chances, why he doesn't throw picks. He was terrible in that Chargers game. So certainly you could say one path to victory for Washington would be for Jalen Hurts to turn it over 5 times.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that you can count on that. But on the 3-game losing streak.
But you got to get pressure on to enable that.
On the 3-game losing streak, they turned it over 9 times.
All right.
So generating turnovers is undoubtedly the way here.
Yeah.
A lot easier said than done.
Totally.
I think the way Washington has been on the ground defensively, this feels like it could be a get-right game for Saquon a little bit. The command try to find that.
They had a lot of success running the football last year. And I think
against this team.
Like we say, try to establish. They're going to try to establish the run. If we can do something with it, you know, to slow them down and make them change, okay. If we don't, they're not going to stop running the football. So I think, you know, if I'm the coach, like you said earlier, he wasn't asking, he was telling them. I will come out and just drop the challenge for them right now. Because they're going to come here and just, like Doc said, they're going to walk in your kitchen, in your dining room. They're going to take the food off your plate, eat it in front of you, and belch right in your face. And you're going to see what you're going to do about it. You got to do something about it.
Doc's so good at delivering words like belch. Mm-hmm. Lane Johnson was a DNP yesterday. Honestly, if you're Philly and you're trying to get Lane Johnson back for another January run at things, I don't think you're in a hurry for this one, right?
No.
Saquon was a DNP yesterday with the stinger. You just heard Dave Zangaro talk about that. Jalen Carter, probably not expected to play. He's dealing with that shoulder situation. I think Washington has to be able to run the ball in this thing. That's when they've been their best. And certainly Marcus using his legs. If you look at...
And I think we got to lean on it the whole game, not just a certain part of the game.
Agreed. Philly's rush defense has not been great. They're 22nd in the NFL in rush yards surrendered. Defensively, they've been really good. They're 6th in points allowed, 14th in yards allowed. They're good through the air. I mean, we know about the corners they have. Washington will have Terry and Debo. That's kind of their top complement of receivers. I meant to say this. I saw Luke McCaffrey in the locker room yesterday. Mm. And DQ, I think Tom Shad from the Post asked him, but DQ made clear Luke's not going to come back this year. But when you have a collarbone, don't you have to stabilize that arm? Isn't your arm in a sling?
At a certain point, it is.
Because Luke's in nothing. He was just walking around.
How long has it been?
I don't know.
It's been long enough where I think it healed. Was it completely broken? Was it fractured?
Isn't any break a fracture?
But I'm saying a fracture, you can have a fracture without having a complete break.
I got you. I hear you. So Luke suffered.
Smart ass.
Luke suffered a fractured clavicle.
Okay.
In week 9.
That could be could have been a small thing.
I also think
a pain thing tolerance for that.
Yeah,
too.
And do you get surgery on that, or do you just set it and let it heal? Isn't that a pretty weird body part?
Yeah.
Depending on
the seriousness of it. I have mine broken, but I don't remember it. My mom and dad told me about it.
When you were a baby?
I was coming. I had such broad shoulders, they had to snap.
When you were born?
Yeah. So I came home with a little brace and stuff.
Did it ever impact you later in life?
Nah, but I used to feel like a little indention on the collarbone where you could tell something must have happened right there.
Lanville, is it at all a surprise that B. Mitch was born with such broad shoulders they had to break his shoulder to get him out of the womb?
No, not shocking at all.
No.
It's this one right here. The right one? Yeah, yeah.
Can you still feel it?
It's like a little indention right there.
Let me feel this thing.
Hey, that serious. You can tell by the look and feeling on a different side.
Yeah, you can feel it. That's wild. I feel like I just felt a pregnant woman's belly and the baby kicked.
What?
I don't know. It's weird to feel another man's collarbone.
You're going to make my shoulder like my shoulder a pregnant woman's belly.
You know who else I saw yesterday? Ooh. And I meant to tweet this out, but Twitter is completely broken right now. I don't know that Twitter's ever going to recover, frankly. I saw Trey Amos yesterday.
Right.
And it was very cool. So Von Miller, the way the locker room's set up, a lot of times the media, say open locker room's an hour long. And especially right now because the Hard Knocks cameras are there. And shout out to those guys because they do a great job. Those guys and gals do a great job of really never being in the way. Like, they never ask questions or anything, but they have these big boom mics that they kind of come over the top whenever there's a scrum. And they're in the background with these crazy cameras. They can zoom all the way in. But it's just crowded during open locker room.
Okay.
And a lot of time, and people may not realize this, a lot of time the media is in the locker room. People are just standing around. Like, there's a lot of, like, approved loitering. You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of just standing there. And so you try to find places to stand, and the way the new locker room is built, there's not that much space.
Not much standing room.
So we were all kind of standing in that front hallway. And credit to Von Miller. This is like what veterans do and understand. Von came in and was like, yo, clear out. We need everybody on one side. And I was like, I didn't know if there was about to be a wacky bit going on or what, but I just kind of stood off to the side. He's like, Trey's about to come in. And I hadn't seen Trey Amos since he, I think he broke his leg, right? And Trey walked in on crutches, all smiles, said what's up to him, just a boot on the foot. I don't know. That was a positive thing to see Trey Amos. Yeah. I hadn't seen him. And he's clearly not playing anytime soon.
Not
but
playing.
I think, you know, at this point, everything's about 2026 going forward, and Amos is certainly a big part of that.
True.
The path to me for beating the Eagles, run the ball well, and some of this ain't that advanced, frankly. Run the ball well. You got to generate turnovers. And you kind of need the sleepwalking offensive version of Philly to show up. If Philly comes out firing on all cylinders, they're just a better roster.
Yeah, and you can't try to help them because we have too many penalties in games. We got to clean that up.
Dude, last week there were four penalties on the first drive. One of them
we got
to cover.
We got to clean that up.
I mean, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. Like, Washington probably has to play their best game. I think against Dallas the following week at home, a little bit of weather might not hurt. What is Dallas playing for if Philly clinches it this week? I think that could be a more winnable game.
We need a little bit of that New York weather like we had this week when Dallas comes.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah.
Now, Philly.
They don't care.
The weather's not going to impact them.
they care less.
Agreed. All right. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll open these phone lines up. We're going to talk some power rankings. There was a championship awarded last night, I believe, in the NBA, Brian. Let's discuss. Nobody go anywhere. Be Mitch and Finley.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B-Bitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to the people watching on Monumental, on the YouTube stream, listening on the apps, listening on the podcast, wherever you get your content, we're there. All right? Mm-hmm. Brian, crowned a champion last night.
Yeah.
The Knicks.
The Knicks.
Yeah.
James Dolan got a championship.
And what does he say?
I don't know. Did he talk?
Does he say he's going to put up a banner or not?
I bet they do.
I heard they were thinking about not putting it up.
Well, we heard that with the Lakers, and then they put one up.
Well, the Lakers put it up quickly.
Well,
you know, LeBron, he needed that. He's trying to catch up with Jay.
I'm sure MJ gives a bleep about the NBA Cup. I don't mind the NBA Cup as a vehicle to make mid-season NBA games perhaps more meaningful, right?
I guess.
I do mind the NBA Cup held up in the same regard as a championship.
A regular title? No, I don't buy it.
I just found out, how many NBA Cups do you think there have been?
Three.
Okay, I thought there were two.
Three. The Lakers, the Bucks, and now this one.
Oh, the Bucks won it last year.
Yeah. I think it was the Bucks, yeah.
Okay, so you paid more attention than me.
Nah, I look at current events.
Well, that was a year ago.
Huh? It was a story that popped up today, boom, and they had the last two that had won it. So
I get it as a vehicle. I think the biggest complaint around casual NBA fans, uh-huh. and I'd put myself in that category. I love high-level basketball, and I love the Wiz. I'd probably watch more. If the Wiz were, like, in a different stage of this rebuild, like, let's hope a year, maybe two from now, like, the Wiz are competing not for the play-in, but for, like, the four seed, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I will inherently be drawn more into that because, in general, the NBA I watch is the Wiz and then the playoffs.
Yeah,
and
I'm with you.
Sadly, those two things haven't been in the same sentence in a while.
Yeah.
I completely understand what the NBA is trying to do to generate more interest in the regular season product, especially as like...
Well, I think what they did, they were trying to get their players interested in the season product, more or less.
Because tanking and load management have become just so problematic for fans of the NBA to watching the game. Congrats to the Knicks. Like, if they care, good for them. It doesn't make me care. I don't know how you handle the banners for the NBA Cup, and maybe in 10, 15 years this will all feel very different, but, like, the banners can't go on the same wall. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, put them on the other side or make them smaller or a different color or something.
They have another room, like a little area where you put it at, because it's secondary to the real thing.
I mean, significant, like, secondary by a long, long stretch. That doesn't, like, I think they probably kind of stole this idea from soccer. And in soccer, there's constantly some challenge going on. Like, I know in the English League, there's like the Community Shield. Like, there's all these different things you can win. And some of those happen within the season. Some of those are like, like, the FA Cup is massive, and that's like every soccer team in England gets a piece of it, whatever it is. I just don't think, maybe over time this will grow into something that's a big deal. I don't think it is right now. I think if they didn't have the crazy courts in the NBA Cup, nobody would really notice that it was an NBA Cup game.
Yeah, but I just think when you, the team that wins it midway, will they win it ever at the end?
And do the teams, like, now that the Knicks have won the NBA Cup, does that change what anybody thinks about their chances of winning the finals? Because I doubt it.
I don't think it does, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think we've seen in these 3 years anybody that won it in the midway point won it later. And then that would start to make me question how people are really going after this thing. You know what I'm saying?
So this, I think, could be cool. Adam Silver talked – I didn't even know this. The NBA Cup final, I guess, last night was on Amazon. Wasn't even on ESPN or whatever. So good for the NBA because Amazon's probably paying them a boatload. But Adam Silver was on the pregame show and said they might move – I guess the Final Four and then the championship – is played in Vegas right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in Vegas, they're trying to get a team to Vegas. So, like, eventually you're going to have home games in Vegas. So the allure of having the NBA Cup in Vegas won't be as significant. I think this is cool. Silver said there's consideration for some storied college arenas to start hosting the NBA Cup games. Like, if you put the NBA Cup in Cameron Indoor Stadium, that'd be pretty neat. You put it in Fog Allen, the Dean Dome. I don't know what really counts.
You put the NBA Cup in Camden? That thing is small, dog.
Cameron, I mean.
That's small as hell.
But it'd make it cool. It'd probably make me why. I'd be more interested.
Well, I told the NBA, I don't want to see the walls that close.
That's what they're saying. I mean, When you hear the commissioner of the league say a storied college arena, that's the top of the list.
If he has to start bringing in other things that bring people to see your thing and want to tune in, you tell me your product is not good enough. That's in essence, he's telling me that the NBA is not good enough to do it by himself.
Or that they're trying to let this be something different. I don't know.
They didn't have to do that with MJ.
They're often shifting, I'll say. Like, I don't know what you make of this, Brian. Saturday's doubleheader, San Antonio versus Oklahoma City and New York versus Toronto. Now, New York versus Toronto, you got two major, major markets. San Antonio and Oklahoma City are small cities, but you got Wemby, the most intriguing player in the league, against the defending champs.
And they just beat him and broke their streak.
That's a juicy game.
Yeah.
Those four games, that doubleheader, those two games, rather, those four teams, saw a 126% year-over-year increase in social media views.
Mm.
I don't know what that means. Like, is social media bigger? Did they just introduce this on TikTok? Like, that could be a zillion different things. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I'm going to talk some power ranks, some Jaden shutdown, let you chime in. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.